Subject is hot now. Looking back from the vantage point of half a century, the tribute that Burroughs himself would pay to You Can't Win can just as well be said of Junkie. He has recorded a chapter of specifically American life that is now gone forever. In summer 1952, however, as he worried over negotiations with A.A. Wynne, Burroughs had very contemporary works in mind. In June, he wrote Ginsberg, "Is he or is he not going to publish Junk? Two books already out on the subject, Down All Your Streets and H is for Heroin. I think this beginning of deluge. Now is time to publish or we bring up rear and lose advantage of timeliness. Subject is hot now, but it won't be hot long." Although he was wrong on the last score, the subject would never cool down. His reference points here are revealing. Down All Your Streets, a long first novel about crime and drugs in New York City, won modest critical acclaim, as well as good sales for Leonard Bishop when Dial Press published it in 1952. David Hulbert's H is for Heroin, A Teenage Narcotic Tells Her Story, was a 25-cent paperback from the popular library. By this point, Burroughs had accepted that Ace, a relatively new, middle-range player in the pulp paperback industry, was his best bet for Junkie. But to begin with, he had his sights set on New Directions, the one-man press run by James Laughlin, famous for his extraordinary list of modernist literature and for publishing interesting new talent. For over a year, both Ginsberg and Kerouac had lobbied Laughlin on Burroughs' behalf by recommending Junkie, Kerouac closing a letter in February 1952 with the telling lines, given him by Ginsberg, "It would be a shame if it was eventually swallowed up by cheap, paper-covered 25-cent gold medal or signet books like I, Mobster." The Ace double book publication of Junkie, bound back-to-back with a reprint of Maurice Helbrant's memoir, Narcotic Agent, and priced at 35 cents, put Burroughs firmly in the drugstore and newsstand pulp market, rather than on the serious hardback shelves. It's not entirely idle thought to wonder what would have happened to Burroughs' first novel as an imprint not of Ace Books, but of New Directions, both in terms of reception. The Ace edition sold over 100,000 copies in its first year, but none to literary reviewers, and also in terms of actual content. As we'll see in more detail below, in important ways, the final form and content of Junkie was shaped directly and indirectly by its publishers.